Dio, when I say that we wish you, Anthony, and your new baby all the happiness in the world. But we can't wait until you come back to work.
Hear, hear,
Lou called out, and everybody cheered, raising their cups. To Mary, to the baby, to the new lawyer. Thank you, Mary smiled, taking a sip of seltzer, which would probably make her gassy. These days she could barely walk for having to hold her sphincter closed. At home she let it rip, and her husband, Anthony, wasn't allowed to complain. Her breasts had grown to gargantuan proportions, and he had to take the bad with the good. Suddenly there was a noise outside the conference room, and a man in a sport coat arrived at the threshold.
Excuse me, he said. There was nobody at the reception desk. I have hand deliveries for Benny Rosato, Mary D'Annunzio, and Judy Carrier.
That's me, Benny said, rising and walking around the table. I'm Judy. Judy stood up and went over. I'm Mary, but hang on. Mary got up slowly.
Okay, here we go.
The man handed Mary, Judy, and Benny each a thick manila envelope.
I'm with AMG Process Servers. You've been served.
Benny blinked.
You mean a client of ours has been served?
No, you've been served. Bye. The man left, with a surprised marshal escorting him out.
What?
Mary asked, aghast.